Ask Me How I Know show. I'm your host, Julie Holly, and I'm so excited you're here. Ask Me How I Know is the only podcast in the multifamily niche replicating what takes place outside the walls of a seminar. Remember when we used to get together like that? This is like the lobby where honest, unscripted conversations take place and transformation happens. We'll talk about practical problem solving in the multifamily niche, as well as overcoming mental roadblocks. This episode is brought to you by 3Keys Investments. 3Keys Investments is dedicated to helping people like you, yeah, you, enter the multifamily investment space to build passive income and legacy wealth. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed Ask Me How I Know, I'd be honored if you did. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now for our featured guest. Hey guys, welcome back to an awesome, marvelous Monday Mindset. I'm so glad that you are here once again. And I'm warning you, this week, beware of your feelers because this might sting for some of you. I know it stung for me for a really long time until I really considered this concept. So I'm wondering, have you ever considered the cost of not? By not, I mean like, not asking the girl out or not accepting the promotion so you have time to pursue what's close to your heart? What about not taking the risk on yourself? I did some research, and this really smart person, Margie Worrell, she says, embracing risk is a key to succeeding in the bigger game of life. Those who lose aren't those who have dared greatly and fallen short of the mark. They are those who have played so safe, they've never lived at all. Are you living? You see, we're all chasing after something. And often people are so busy chasing after stability and comfort that they lack fulfillment. Here's the deal. When you risk nothing, you're actually risking everything. It's uncomfortable. Do it anyway. And the fear, it never subsides. Hey, spoiler, there isn't something magically different from you and the top tier people that you admire. I learned this early on while in isolation during an indoor rock climbing competition. I was in isolation, so I couldn't see how everybody else pulled off the moves, right? But I was competing against women that you see on the cover of magazines. And I made it to the finals. And there we sat, we were in isolation. And for the first time ever, my eyes were open to their humanity. Me, an average woman, sat in the isolation zone beside one of the top climbers of time. She's like 10 feet away from me with her earbuds in. Listen, this should be a comfort, a solace to each of us to charge after our ambitions. There are people of every kind who are wildly fulfilled. Tall people, short people, people with a big schnoz or waistline, people with odd voices or physical imperfections, smart people, savvy people, academically challenged people. Do you realize there are actually people who can barely read and write who are wildly successful? The only difference between you and the fulfillment you see in others is their willingness to put pride aside and take a risk on their lives. Here's the deal. They're human. They feel fear. But what separates them is their willingness to take action despite fear. In the face of discomfort, they take action. If COVID taught the world anything, it's that the stability you thought surrounded you is one step away from disaster. So, short and sweet, this week, feel the fear. And take the risk on yourself. And then, as always, come back, drop me a note over on Facebook or LinkedIn so that I can celebrate with you. It was really short, but I really want you to think about that. The cost of not. Go live big. Go find your freedom.
Thank you. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Ask Me How I Know. This episode was brought to you by Three Keys Investments. They are dedicated to helping people like you. Yeah, you, my awesome listeners, develop passive income and legacy wealth through multifamily investing. Feel free to check out their website, threekeysinvestments.com, to see if there's an offering that will help your portfolio grow and meet all of your needs. If you haven't already rated, reviewed, subscribed, liked, all of those bells and whistles, I would be absolutely honored if you would do that for Ask Me How I Know. Thanks again, and go make it a great day.